Distinguished Chair, I apologize for a small inconvenience. India congratulates you on chairing this all-important meeting of the 70th Annual Conference of the Hair Contracting Parties to the Protocol 5 of the CCW. India is an original signatory to Protocol 5, and we're deeply aware of the grave humanitarian concerns caused by the explosive remnants of war, and is fully committed to the cooperation and assistance towards its full implementation. International cooperation and assistance in the implementation of Protocol 5 is an area to which we are attaching high priority. We have contributed towards capacity building, victim assistance, and victim rehabilitation, and are ready to provide assistance upon request. As a major troop contributor to the UN peacekeeping missions, we are actively in participation in various activities that include removal and deactivation of IEDs and demining assistance wherever required. Our ratification of the Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities underscores the importance we attach to victim assistance. India for Humanity initiative, launched as a part of the 150th birth anniversary of celebration of Mahatma Gandhi, has conducted 25 limb fitment camps in 21 countries, over 12,722 artificial limbs have been fitted since 2018. The prosthetic limb, popularly known as the Jaipur foot, has gained recognition worldwide for its efficacy, safety, and cost effectiveness. The program has been extended up to 31st March 2026. Six camps are planned this year, of which three are ongoing in Iraq, Ethiopia, and Mongolia, while camps for Sri Lanka, Somalia, and Papua New Guinea will be held very soon. India presently does not have any explosive remnants of war. Our military engineers are well trained and equipped for clearance and destruction on the explosive remnants of war. Detailed SOPs are in place for marking and clearance of these items, which include prioritization of areas requiring clearance, identification of risk zones, liaising with civilian authorities, educating the civil populace, providing medical support, and provision of fencing with posters and danger signs in these particular zones. In addition, we believe that in the present and future cannot be ruled out between state and non-state actors, and therefore this will necessitate states to work together to address the challenges likely to be posed in future for better management of UXOs, including associated techniques, technology, and practices.